hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana,
who actually is going to tell us some very interesting things about a recent conference she attended in just a moment. I'm here for the simple purpose of passing along a message to you. Now, this is a call-in program. It is a live program, so many programs are pre-recorded, and you don't get the opportunity to ask questions or voice opinions. This is not one of those. The phone number is to call 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. At any point, you've probably heard in the past, Dr. Triana may be in the middle of a sentence, but if you call and want to ask something, she'll stop cold and make sure to get you and your question on the air. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And good morning, Dr. Triana.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. And it's so good today to speak with you all. And I've been trying to get the word out to everybody that we're now web streaming. They can go to WCCFAM.com and from all over the country, they can listen to the program because I have a lot of friends and I'm trying to get the word out.
Sure.
And if they want to call, they can call on the 800 number, right?
Sure, absolutely. 888-441-1580 if you're listening in Peoria, Seattle, or wherever it happens to be.
Well, I went to an incredible conference this past weekend. It's called the ISET Conference.
Which that stands for?
International Society of Endovascular Therapists.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
And it's sponsored by Baptist Cardiac and Vascular Institute.
Okay.
And it's an amazing conference. There's doctors from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the focus is vascular disease.
All right.
And they even had one whole day that was a symposium on just vascular disease of the extremity. We call that peripheral arterial disease, or for short, PAD.
I wonder how many people are aware of what PAD is. I know there are some drug companies that market a product online. On television sometimes, ask your doctor about for PAD. But other than that, it doesn't get a lot of talk, does it?
No, because the focus is always the heart, which, yes, you know, that's the number one killer.
Mm-hmm.
But vascular disease affects your whole body. Peripheral arterial disease is the arteries outside of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the arteries? Arteries are the blood vessels that take oxygen, blood to your vascular, to your organs,
mm-hmm.
your kidneys,
right.
and the rest of your body, and to your extremities, your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there is more and more in a focus because more and more people are developing diabetes and developing this condition. Remember, vascular disease, plaque builds up in the artery. When plaque builds up, the blood can't get through or not enough blood to feed the tissues,
mm-hmm.
such as the legs or the kidneys or other organs in your body.
And I want to thank you for dispelling a myth that I had in my mind, quite frankly, and I'm probably not the only one. When I hear PAD, I think about the legs only, but that's not right. It affects the entire body.
It infects, the main vessel that comes off the heart, the aorta. You've heard of aortic aneurysms, which we're going to have a program just on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the artery that feeds the kidneys. If it's blocked, it can cause you to have high blood pressure. But today I'm going to focus on your legs,
mm-hmm.
the extremities. Now, one thing, when you sit down and you watch TV, they have these announcements about the Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, yes.
And you see these really young people, men and women,
mm-hmm.
with no legs, no arms. And, you know, they have sacrificed for their country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing organization, the Wounded Warrior.
It is.
But when I see those pictures on TV, it really breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when I know that in this country, these young people gave in the service of their country, they lost their limbs. But how many people in this country who aren't in the military who have had amputations?
Do you actually have an answer to that? Is there a number?
156,000 people
wow.
per year. Now,
those are amputations just due to PAD.
No, of the limbs, but the cause, the number one cause, is vascular.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
You can. Some people have cancer, and there's other
things. Right. Right.
But because there's more and more people developing vascular disease, because it's associated also with diabetes,
mm-hmm.
it's getting more and more prevalent.
Mm.
So, what do we need to do to prevent this? There's a lot we can do. One of the simple things we can do is check the patient for it way ahead before they have what I call the serious event.
Okay.
Okay. So,
what kind of thing would be the serious event? I can come up with some
event
ideas.
The serious event is where there's not blood getting to, for example, a leg or mm-hmm. a toe, mm-hmm. and then you have to have an amputation.
Okay. When it's too late to reverse or prevent something.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about treatments, but right now I'm going to focus on prevention. Now, remember, there's main risk factors for developing vascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette smoking. Your lipids, we've talked about your lipids, knowing your lipid numbers.
That's right.
Knowing your blood pressure,
uh-huh.
your age, and your blood sugar. If you're a diabetic, you're at much greater risk. Over 8 million Americans have peripheral arterial disease. There's a great website. It's called PADcoalition.org. So if you want to look more into that, or you can go to my website,
mm-hmm.
TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
We have a link also to the Triana Prevention Center website from ours at WCCFAM.com. However, it's easiest for you to navigate, we want you to do that.
So we know that if you have PAD, you better, and it's diagnosed, you better look at your heart vessels too. And the vessels, again, which are the carotid arteries that feed the brain. This is all very important because we are trying to prevent heart attack, stroke. So if you have peripheral arterial disease, that's a big red flag.
Now,
but there's things we can do to prevent that or find out about it earlier before you get to the point where you have a blue toe, a cold toe,
mm-hmm.
no blood getting to your legs.
That's what I was going to ask is you said the first thing to do is to look at the patient and see if they have it. How do you go about determining that?
Well, first you ask the patient, you get a good history. There's different levels of PAD in the legs. So many people have no symptoms at all, about 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Some patients have about 20% or more have what we call claudication.
Claudication.
That means they walk just going, like if they walk a block, they get pains in their legs mm-hmm. and their calves.
Right.
There's some people, it's so severe, they can't even walk to the bathroom.
Okay.
The pain is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and some people have what we call atypical pain, which means they have pains in their legs, maybe just at rest. They're mm-hmm. not doing anything. Or they have, some patients say they have a lot of leg cramps at
mm-hmm,
night.
Right.
So these are all things we need to check out. The other thing, there's a condition of the PAD called critical limb ischemia. And those are the people, the patients that come in, the skin, it has changed in color. It you might get a wound or an ulcer
mm-hmm.
that doesn't heal or takes a long time to heal.
Okay.
Or I've even had patients who hurt themselves, maybe bump their toe, it develop an ulcer, and it doesn't get better. That's critical ischemia. Acute, which means, oh my gosh, my plumbing is blocked,
mm-hmm.
is the toe or the leg gets cold
mm-hmm.
and it can turn blue.
Mm.
And it also can have an ulcer, but these usually it's acute. Acute means it happens pretty quickly.
Okay.
So we know that there's a very simple test that can check for PAD, and we do that in my office.
That's what I was wanting to hear. How do you do that? What kind of a test?
It's very simple. Takes about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the ankle brachial index. We take your blood pressure in your arm and blood pressure in your leg. And we calculate if there's, we get a number. A certain number means that the blood is not reaching. It's not, you're not getting enough blood to your legs.
Okay.
And we also do a Doppler, which uses sound waves to see the speed of the red blood cells as they go through your artery.
Isn't that interesting?
You like to garden, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you ever taken the water hose and you put your thumb on it?
Oh, sure.
So what happens?
It puts more pressure on it.
It squirts out faster. Harder, right?
Right.
Because that water is trying to go through a smaller area. So the same thing in your body. The red blood cells are going through a narrow channel. They have to speed up to go through.
Okay.
And we can check that.
Isn't that interesting? I'd never heard of that.
Yes. And we also can check the waveform because, you know, your arteries, it's not like it's a concrete canal. It is elastic. And we can see the arteries that they can move.
Yes.
They're elastic. They can stretch a little and they close down a little bit. Unfortunately, as people get severe PAD, those arteries get very, very stiff, especially if they have diabetes.
Although there's a complicating factor because diabetes affects the circulation.
That's how it affects the circulation.
Quite a bit. I remember my diabetic grandmother had a lot of problems with her feet. So I can see what you're saying. There's a compounding of issues there, isn't there?
Yes. So we know that all this, we can, with a simple test, it doesn't hurt. There's no needles, no dye. It's just...
It's a blood pressure cuff.
It's a blood pressure and a Doppler, and we do that. It's standardized test. We get a number. We look at the waveform in the, of the arteries. And then that's the beginning step of what we do next to look if there's further disease. So now we know who are the people that need to have this test, this ABI. That's the short.
ABI.
Okay. ABI. Well, anybody who's less than the age of 50, who has diabetes and one other risk factor. Remember we talked about? They could be a smoker. They could have high cholesterol. They could have high blood pressure.
What about a family history of PAD and other?
Family history is important too. If you're over the age of 50 and you're a diabetic or you have other risk factors, you should be checked. And anyone over the age of 70 should have this test.
Regardless of other health conditions.
Right, whether they have diabetes or not.
All right.
So it's a screening test. It's a test to look. And anyone who has pain when they walk with exertion and then the pain goes away at rest.
That's a big clue there that you need the ABI.
Right. Anyone who has chronic kidney disease. Kidneys, we're going to have a whole thing. We're going to program. We're going to speak about your kidneys. So remember, your blood vessels are so important. If you have carotid artery disease, if you have plaque in your carotid arteries, if you have coronary artery disease, if you have abnormal pulses in your legs, these people, these patients should have an ABI.
Okay. And I can only imagine how many people listening to this broadcast right now just went, that sounds like me. And if it is, take what you're hearing today very seriously and know that the Triana Prevention Center is accepting new patients and they would be able to get you in a speedy fashion to have the ABI and start pointing you down. Might be just a peace of mind thing for you. Might be just fine. But if it's not, then you've got to go down the road of getting it fixed.
Well, if you, the next step would be doing, we could do to locate where the blockage might be. We do pulse volume recordings. The patient may need an arterial ultrasound the next.
All right.
Or the next step would be an MRA, which is an MRI of the blood vessels to see where is the blockage.
Okay.
Now, remember, or the obstruction, it doesn't have to be a total blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the whole reason I am trying to get the word out is I'm trying to prevent something so serious that we could have taken care of years before.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're... analogy at the beginning of the program about the wounded warriors we see who've lost limbs, are in wheelchairs. They make a voluntary sacrifice for the good of our nation. And that in and of itself is such a shame. But how much more of a shame is it for somebody who has not been in battle, who simply doesn't check these things, doesn't follow the lifestyle recommendations, and ends up in the same situation? Totally preventable. The
totally
warrior
prevent-
who gets wounded in war, not so preventable. This is totally preventable.
Well, we have to admire these young people mm-hmm. for their courage.
Surely.
But I also think each one of us has in our heart the courage to try to take care of ourselves.
Good point. Excellent point.
We've got to advocate for ourselves. We have to say, I tell my patients, it comes, there's no good in putting your head in the sand and not trying to learn as much as you can and pay attention. So that's why I'm trying to get the word out. This is a simple little test. It doesn't hurt.
Isn't there a fear factor, though? If I have the ABI and they tell me that they think that I have some form of blockage, I don't want to hear that. That's bad news. I don't want to hear that.
Well, why not? Because if we find out you have some plaque or... peripheral arterial disease,
mm-hmm.
we can try to, remember, prevent the event,
mm-hmm.
control the disease, and regress the disease.
I guess that's my thinking, is the fear factor comes from, gee, there's nothing you can do about this. But that's where another thing you want to make clear, you can do something about it.
Right. And that's why it's so important to know what we call your leg blood flow health. Because there's things that can be done. At this conference I went to, they have huge screens,
mm-hmm.
and they had live cases where the doctors were doing. They can do balloon angioplasty.
Like they do on the heart.
Mm-hmm. They can put stents in.
Same thing, yeah.
They can do bypasses. Now they're coming out with balloons that have medicine coating the balloons,
mm-hmm.
just like they have stents that have medicine coating the stent in the heart, to prevent the blockage from reoccurring,
mm-hmm.
and to open up the plumbing.
Wow. We've come a long way.
But we're trying to prevent getting to that end of the system, at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do. So what can we do to regress and prevent this disease?
Mm-hmm.
Quit smoking. Control your blood pressure.
It's the hard stuff for some people.
Eat healthy.
There's the one. It's hard for me.
Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Know what your blood sugar is.
Right.
If you're a diabetic, even if you're not a diabetic, everyone should know what is their fasting blood sugar number. So we can give you medications to help you with the vent, depending on the severity. Mm-hmm. If your cholesterol is high, if your blood sugar... But remember, again, I don't want to just sound like I just want to give medicines, because it really is, the foundation is the diet, the exercise. But if you know you have disease in your arteries, there's something that can be done. Even when the severe stage, when somebody comes in and has an ulcer that's not healing on their leg,
right.
They come in and they have a blue leg or toe. Or what about the patient who loves to walk,
mm-hmm.
and enjoys going to the beach to walk,
mm-hmm.
and it hurts?
Mm, yeah.
Or they lay down in bed at night and they have pains in their legs. Now, there's other causes. I'm focusing on vascular disease. But when you see your doctor, you have to mention these things. And if you have the risk factors, we at the Triana Prevention Center, we can check to see if the person has PAD.
Hmm. this is also informative in so many ways, because I think a lot of people have incorrect assumptions about what can be done, what can't be done, and I just have to wait for something to happen. Like you called it the big event, and then I'll know I've got a problem. Prevention is so important, is what you hear all the time from, surprise, the Triana Prevention Center. I know we're not at the end of the program yet, but I would like for you to give out your office information, because I'm sure somebody somewhere is saying, I want to place a phone call later, or tell a friend about it.
Okay. The phone number is 941-625-1990.
625-1990.
Right, and we're on Harbor Boulevard, 3155 Harbor Boulevard.
Okay.
Okay.
And our phone number, if you'd like to call and ask a question, if you are having any symptoms or signs of what Dr. Triana is talking about or have any comments to make, 206-1580, 206-1580, or 888-441-1580.
Anyone who's a diabetic should be looking at their toes. You know, when I went to school, there's so many things in your skin, your nails, your hair that can indicate disease.
Mm-hmm.
The color of your skin can make a difference. If someone's yellow, they could be jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
That shows liver disease. If someone's anemic, they could be very pale. If someone has an ulcer on their toe that doesn't heal, because I have patients, you know, I have this little spot and now it's turned black. Because when the tissue dies, we call that necrosis.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get enough oxygen. So it turns black like a big scab.
Right.
So, and one of the things for diabetics, they should have their pulses checked, their nails checked, their feet checked. How many patients? I had a patient one time, she was such a severe diabetic. She had neuropathy. She didn't realize that it was a hot summer day.
Mm-hmm.
She ran out to her mailbox.
Oh, my.
On the asphalt.
Right.
And burned the bottom of her feet.
Couldn't feel it.
She couldn't feel it.
My goodness.
So being aware that all these things are associated, the neuropathy, the vascular disease, then looking at your feet. I look at my patients' feet. I've had, unfortunately, sometimes patients they've been years, some elderly patients have never had their toenails checked. Never had them cut.
Mm.
So we see a lot of things that are just simple. They're at the eye. You don't have to be a doctor to see an ulcer or a nail that's growing and curling around so much that it's growing into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's painful.
Of course it is. Yeah.
So the point of the story today is peripheral arterial disease. The arteries that feed your legs, the arteries that feed your brain, the arteries that feed your organs. This is very, very important. And it can be checked with a very simple test in your legs. It's called the ankle brachial index. We can check your elasticity of your arteries. We can check to see if there's a sign of obstruction in your arteries. Are you having where your arteries are not compressible, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
We can check to see where do you fall. Do you have some disease, moderate, mild, or is it so severe? And if you do have the beginning of disease, what we can do to prevent, regress, and control the disease.
So it's literally never too late to get a hold of PAD and start to turn back the tide. You may have a big event that tips, but even at that point, you can still do something about it.
Right. At the conference, there was a speaker, and it was very interesting. 50%, unfortunately, of people who have had an amputation because of vascular disease never had the ABI test.
I never heard of it until today, and I'm relatively in touch with the medical community and medical procedure. I've never heard of that.
Never had it. And unfortunately, the statistics are not that good, because when people who have had an amputation, in a year, about 25% will have passed.
Oh, my.
So it's a big red flag. And by 5 years, almost 50%.
Oh, brother. This is something that's so important. We'd appreciate if you'd pass it on. I mean, you've heard it now, and you know what you need to do with the information. Pass it on to friends. Remember what the doctor said about under the age of 50, if you have diabetes, for example, then you should have this test done.
Yes.
Over 50.
Over 50, if you have diabetes, if you're a smoker, mm-hmm. lipidemia, lipids. We've talked about the lipids.
Sure.
If you have high lipids, and over the age of 70, mm-hmm. if just by virtue of being over the age of 70,
right.
You know, the big insurance out there is Medicare for patients over the age of 65.
Sure.
Medicare now has a test for people who will pay for a test to check for aneurysms. And we're going to speak more about vascular aneurysms, aortic aneurysms. But I am trying to focus today on your legs. So if you get leg pain when you walk and then you rest and it gets better, you need to get checked out.
It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way.
It's not just a normal sign of aging, which is so often what we write those things off to.
Atherosclerosis is not necessary a disease of aging. Remember, plaque builds up in your arteries. We can start preventing that way ahead of time.
Sure.
I think that, to me, that is fabulous. We don't have to have a lot of these diseases, hopefully, in the future, if we can prevent it now.
Well, if everybody attended the Triana Prevention Center, then a lot of that would go away. And
well, I have colleagues all across the country who are practicing prevention, who are at the forefront, which is what I am trying to do, to give to my patients the latest information. And much of this information is pretty simple.
We should probably also point out that Dr. Triana is a lipidologist, and that is a different kind of doctor. You're not going to find everybody has the same kind of credentials and experience, but there are lipidologists all over the country,
right,
who specialize in exactly this kind of subject, not just plaque buildup in your arteries. How did it get there? What can be done about it? This is your specialty.
It's an up-and-coming specialty. They have boards now, which it's a test you have to take to pass to show that this is your interest and your knowledge level. They have the National Lipid Organization, the NLA, which is every year I go to the conferences, there's more and more people attending.
Mm-hmm.
They just celebrated their 10th anniversary, the NLA.
Mm-hmm.
They have continuing medical education. They have a great website. You know, things start small and then the ball gets rolling and people are realizing, you know, the whole focus now is, why are we spending so much money on healthcare?
Right.
Well, if we prevent these major diseases, we won't need to spend so much money.
We're spending a lot of money because we are being reactive, not proactive.
That's a good point. So, you know, again, if you don't have your health, as one doctor said, if health is your wealth,
mm-hmm.
then your whole life is going to be totally different.
These are all important points. And if you have missed any of the previous shows with Dr. Triana, there's an archive on her website for you to go and get caught up. We'd recommend that you do that. TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Right.
There's a link from ours to WCCFAM.com. And she's here every Friday to answer your questions and also accepting new patients. Let's make that quite clear.
Yes. Accepting new patients and getting the word out about there's so many simple little things we can do to help prevent. So I want everyone to stay healthy. And remember, we're looking for more good years.
Absolutely. Life is too short. Let's fix that. And it can be done.
Yes. And there's so many beautiful things to do and enjoy and mm-hmm. and learn. And that's what I'm trying to do is teach and give this information out.
Okay. Terrific. We'll see you next Friday. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you for listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana. For more information on the topics discussed here today, call the Triana Prevention Center at 941-625-1990.